sorry, getting the phone lines open. What is the number? 702-749-4NLO. 702-749-4656. Had to wake up early this morning, 6 a.m. Went to bed at 1:30. Got up at 6. Plan was to go back to bed and take a little nap before this little piggy today. But there's so much going on. Hopping on. I can't promise you how long this will be. Probably a couple hours. We'll see how much fun we're having. We gotta see how much fun we're having. If we're having enough fun, we'll stay longer. If we're not having enough fun, we'll leave. We'll get out of here. We got a bunch of high rollers. Maybe not on this list. Clifford, Spectre, NS5RD, Popcorn Fart, Ghost of Mr. P. Also, I don't think is on here. But the Ghost of Mr. P is very, very generous this month. Over on my Venmo. Also joining the crowd this morning, just Jewel popping in. Get you some confetti, Jewel. Have some fun. And this one made me laugh. Tim Bollinger coming in last minute. Tim Bollinger says, wow, 3 days in a row. Shut up. Shut up. I can't deal with you guys. Popcorn Fart is still here. Is this a real guy or is this a fake name that somebody changed their name to? Riles asked me to thank you for 3 days in a row. Yeah, see, you're too late. Tim Bollinger beat you to it.
This ain't gonna go how you think it gonna go, Nickel.
This ain't gonna go how you think it's gonna go, Nickel. Wow. Let's have an executive producer for this morning, huh? Oh, Deadpool. Deadpool back in the ringer again. Very, very nice man. He gave me $1 million at DabbleCon, too. He gave me a fake $1 million bill at DabbleCon, too. So, he's got it like that. Anyway, thank you to Deadpool for producing this show today. We appreciate you. Ewok coming in, of course. Just to make your morning better. My morning's good. It's been an interesting morning. Thank you, Ewok. Glad we could get a show on England time for you. Good day. Top of the day. Or whatever. What do they say in the morning in England? Oh, it's a right cheerio, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, lots to talk about. I had my hearing this morning. It lasted about 20 seconds. I'll go over that with you all in just a second and give you the deets. Big shocker, spoiler alert, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nick is in his hearing as we speak. I'm sure they're out by now, but the judge and the lawyers went back in chambers. We're getting some reports already. The judge and the lawyers went back into chambers for over 30 minutes. They heard laughter coming out of the room in the back because this is a big laughing matter. So it could happen during this show where we get word on an outcome of Nick's hearing. And I assume by the time this little piggy is on, we'll 99% have a result in Nick's HRO hearing. And the headline, of course, Aaron Imholt out of jail. Another win for the toe. He only had to serve 6.7 days in jail. Somehow 6.7 days earned him 6 days off of his 13-day commuted sentence. Ay, 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 ay. Nobody really knows. Nobody really understands how Minnesota works. It's bananas. But, yeah, he didn't even have to serve his full 7 days. He didn't even serve his full 7 days. A little under the full seven. Because he went in at 11:30 a.m. He got out early this morning and got to go home. And he immediately went on the internet and started tweeting and checking Kiwi Farms. The guy, I envision him pushing SP and Gordy out of the way. I need to go touch internet. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I have to hurry up and go touch internet. I've got to be back at court soon. So full day at court for Aaron today, but you can imagine that we will be getting a special show from Aaron this weekend. I can almost guarantee it. This guy needs to talk and needs to let you know how it was nothing. The relief that must be washing over Aaron as he's out of jail. The way he thinks this is all behind him, it's over. And for the most part, the hard punishment is, you know. So he's going to be puffed up. He's going to be emboldened by this. And I imagine we will get a special show from Aaron either tomorrow or Sunday. Kids be damned. I can see my kids any weekend as long as it's every other weekend. So I do think we'll get a special show from Aaron this weekend. I do think he will be very cocky, very confident because of the win. You know, he was going to serve 9 days and earned 4 days off with good behavior. Somehow he served 6.5 and got 6 days off with good behavior. So, again, we don't know how that happened. We don't know how it works. Minnesota's crazy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If Aaron served his full 9 days, he would have spun it into a win and come in confident on Monday morning or Sunday afternoon. So it doesn't really matter. It's not going to affect things that much, but just for your update, for your edification, Aaron is out of jail. He will not have to go back into jail, it seems. So, yeah, he went home early this morning. He, by reports, he drove his own Tahoe to the to his designated parking spot at the courthouse, and he's currently in court with Nick Riccata, and we do have boots on the ground there in the courtroom taking very, very detailed notes, and we'll go over those in a minute with you to give you our latest from the boots on the ground in the courtroom. Time-stamped, I mean, the guy that's in there is taking fantastic notes. Apparently, Matt's mom is there again in the courthouse for this, which is insane. So I don't know. I don't know who's got what interests in any of this stuff, but it's from an observation standpoint, it's fantastic. It's fun to sit back and watch. And I'm glad you could be here on this Friday morning. Clearly going to be a long day for me again. Full days of shows. We're going to have This Little Piggy later on Carl's channel. And members only show tonight. Grab your membership, $1.99. Get you access to watch our members only shows on Friday nights. We have a good time. Mageland, $2. What's the phone number again? It's 702-749-4656. The number is always in the description of the show. If you miss it, just scroll down. Just scroll down. Thank you very much, Mageland. So, yeah, I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning. My hearing was at 7 a.m. my time, 9 a.m. Minnesota time. My lawyer reached out to me early asking for some additional information on a file. And so I got to get that over to him. I don't know what he's searching for, really. Oh, my story's getting interrupted by a call. Hello?
Nope. Hi.
Hello.
Just wanted to give you some goodwill for, you know, going through it all. And
I mean, it's not like I'm not like Aaron. I'm not in trouble. Like, I'm not. If this was serious, it would be very annoying how much it's getting delayed. But, like, luckily, this is all insane, and I'm just laughing at it.
Yes, it is. And this is just coming from another Minnesota dope. You know, it's kind of funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, Patrick, thank you for the show. I appreciate what you do, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Yeah. I think people are right. That guy wants to fuck. That guy wants to fuck. $20 from Cash. This is for TLP, so it goes to you and not Carl. Come on. Leave Carl alone. He's actually in a very, very expensive lawsuit. I feel for Carl. Again, he's probably laughing because it is insane and ridiculous, but Carl's in a very insane, involved, expensive, drawn-out lawsuit. So, so anyway, yeah. So I signed into the Zoom court this morning. I don't know if that link leaked out to anybody, so I don't know if anybody was there. I signed in about 1 minute early. I don't like to show up too soon. You know, I don't want people to have time to come up and ask for autographs. And they were handling another case that lasted about 5 minutes, and then it came to me. The judge said, Patrick Melton is here, Aaron is here, the attorneys are here, and then he immediately said, Mr. Melton, you'll be able to go in just a second. We're gonna push this back to a later date because Nick has his HRO hearing today, and the cases have some crossover, and whatever happens with Nick's will kind of be relevant to whatever happens with Patrick. So, Mr. Melton, we're going to do this at a later date. You're free to go. Is that okay? And I said, yes. I said one word during the whole hearing. I said, yes. And then I was immediately kicked out of the Zoom hearing. I'm not even kidding. It lasted under 1 minute. Under 1 minute is what my hearing lasted this morning. Can you imagine if I had to go to Minnesota for that? So this, they call it a tracking hearing. You know, we were supposed to preferably get a date for my hearing today. That did not happen. Still no date for my hearing. We'll see how long Nick's takes, I guess. And the court will use that amount of time to schedule my hearing date. Just judging by how the courts work and how far out they schedule everything, I imagine it'll be late November, you know, and I imagine Thanksgiving will have some impact, so they'll have to push it out to early December. Like, this is just bananas. So that's where we're at with that. Again, I can't really comment on the hearing, or what happened as far as, like, any details. Of course, my hearing hasn't really happened, so there's no details to even comment on. But I can give you updates on things like scheduling and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. We still don't have a date. If you remember, at the end of September, I think around September 27th, my attorney had a meeting or a hearing or whatever they call it with the judge to schedule this one. This one was scheduled for October 24th, and then they had this one to tell me that it's still not being scheduled. So, pretty good, pretty good. This was all filed July 1st. It's now October 24th, and no information. No information. We have no date. We have no timeline. But again, we are on pins and needles waiting for the latest update. Moody's in a group chat right now. They're in recess. They're in recess. Somebody in the courtroom says they heard the opposing attorney talking in an open area. Talking about possibly them having to block each other on all the apps. So it sounds like, to me, that would sound like they're trying to negotiate some sort of settlement. If you remember, 1 week after, Aaron told everybody, I was quiet about this HRO for over a week. This paperwork hit my door on a Wednesday or a Thursday, if I remember correctly, before 4th of July. It was filed on the 1st of July. I think I got it on the 2nd or 3rd, whatever day that was. And I didn't say a word about it. Because generally in these things, remaining quiet is the way to go. You don't want to talk about your stuff. But Aaron let it slip out on his show a week and a half later because it was eating away at him. He hated that I wasn't making it a big deal. He hated that I wasn't squirming. He hated that I was just doing my show, not talking about it, not mentioning it. I was eating him alive. So on a Friday show of his, he spurged out and yelled, "Oh, he's got HROs. He's got HROs. Did he not tell everybody? He's got HROs." And then the following Monday, he went to his attorney and had his attorney reach out to my attorney on behalf of both my HRO and Nick's HRO. And Aaron wanted a settlement. Again, I can't go into the details of that settlement until all this is over, but Aaron wanted a settlement. Aaron almost realized immediately that he wanted this to go away, and he wanted to make a deal. I'm getting a text from my attorney. Maybe I'm fucking up. Send me this show immediately. Oh, no. He's in court right now, and he wants something from my show. He's asking for it immediately. Sorry, this is real-time stuff. This must matter. Let me go find it. I mean, why can't he go on YouTube and find this? Why do I have to scroll? I better not be getting billed for this. What's the date he wanted? I don't even want to say what show he wants because I don't want to impact anything. You know what I mean? This show. Okay. Copy link address. Sent. What's going on? Apparently they're still in recess, so they're on a break. We were on a break. Oh, Aaron. Oh, no. Oh, now he's saying not a URL. It needs to be the actual show. I mean, this is. Hold on, he's calling me. I'm going to have to mute this. Sorry. Oh, if you only knew. If you only knew. Okay, I got to find a file and send it over. Hold on. I'm on my new... It sucks because I'm switching over to a whole new NAS server, and I don't know exactly where everything is. Got it. Where is it? Why is that show not on here? Oh, no. It's not on my server. Yikes. All right. I got to go check my old one. Sorry about this. This is real time. They need this for something in the courtroom right now. So he needs to download it and submit it into evidence. Or they're on a recess, so I got very limited time to get this over to him. Aaron's a piece of shit. Aaron's a giant piece of shit. You won't, again, I can't tell you for a few reasons. Number one, I'm under a court order not to talk about any of the proceedings. But also, it's just not, it doesn't behoove anybody. I'm going to have to download this. I got to go to one of these YouTube downloaders. I don't know why I don't have this file.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, my God. Aaron's doing his typical games.
Your Honor, but they said.
All right, I can't do it. We don't want to do 5 gigabytes. 2 gigabytes is even crazy, but it's what it's going to have to be. It's what it's going to have to be right now. Why don't I have this on my server? I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Moody's texting me now. Oh, no, that's...
What's with all this legal mumbo-jumbo? Matlock would have won this thing by now.
Ladies and gentlemen, our executive producer, Deadfool. Oh, I got to get this downloaded. Open up Unify Drive. Shout out to Addicted to Ubiquity. This is the first time I'm going to be sharing a link on the Unify Drive system. So that's cool. If this works as it were, why is this not processing? This is going to be. Let me go check my server again. I don't understand why this isn't there, honestly. I mean, I have all my shows. The problem is I'm moving stuff from one to the other, so it's just... Oh, there it is. I do have it. Okay, so is it on this new server? So I can share it. Again, sorry, I did not plan this. I didn't know I would be involved in Nick's hearing this morning. This is insane. Okay, I do have it. 3.38 gigabytes. Create share link. How does that work? Oh, is that it? Did it create it? Let me try to paste... Nope. Sorry, everybody. I know this is like the worst, most boring thing. But this is what you get when you try to do a program. All right, two-factor authentication, because I'm not a fucking idiot. Yes, it's me trying to log in. Okay. Files. That. This is going to be exciting. I've never used this new system to share a link. I know it's very boring for you, but this is very cool and very exciting for a boy like me. Share link. Link created by you. Copy link. Got it. And we'll text it. This is cool. This is very cool. All right. That should be it. All right. Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry about that. This is very, very retarded, what I'm having to do. You'll never guess. Let me run this. I'll tell you what I can tell you. Aaron lied. I'll tell you what I can tell you. Aaron lied about something.
I, too, will be launching a halal suit against Moody.
A halal suit. Nickel's got to jiggle them jowls, and I'll be that nickel. Nickel's got to jiggle them jowls, and I'll be that nickel. Wow. So, yeah, it sounds like Aaron may be looking to make a deal again in court. And I don't know if this... My guess would be his attorney. And again, I'm not talking about anything that's happening because I don't know. So I'm speculating, and that's allowed. Just in case this ever gets brought up in court. I have no inside information. But I would guess that if they are talking behind closed doors about a settlement, if they are trying to reach some sort of deal or negotiation, then that would possibly also extend into my HRO to make this a nice, tidy package and be done. Because if his lawyer feels like it's not going well and they need to make a deal, then I imagine he would advise his client that this can all be done. We can all move on from this. And Aaron, you got to put yourself in Aaron's mindset today. He's out of jail. Now look, what do we know about Aaron? We know that he gets puffed up and bold when he feels like he's winning and he tends to pour gasoline on fire. So your guess is just as good as mine as whether or not he would be like, no, I can win this thing. Or he would be like, you know what? I found Christ and I just want to be done with this. I have a team around me and I have people that love me and my support system. And I just want to be done with this. Haven't we fought enough? Isn't this, don't we just want to, all right, I'm getting texts from Nick Ricada. Okay, he's telling me I cannot say this publicly. So, I got an update, and I cannot talk about it. Are you guys having fun? Are you guys having fun? The good news is I did just get a message from UPS, and Citizen M's mouse will be delivered today. So that's something. That's something I can share with you. Patrick doesn't look happy. I'm biting my nails. We're very worried.
Fucking fat bitch.
Yes. We're very, very concerned over here about
Melton's
stuff.
New system sounds very complicated and not very intuitive, just like my world.
No, it was great. Creating the link and sharing it was great. The problem is the old system. I was looking in, it hadn't moved over yet, so I was looking on the wrong thing.
This is the greatest show.
It is the greatest show. It is the greatest show. Tim Bollinger, I feel like I'm sitting at the loser table in the lunchroom wondering what all the cool kids are joking and laughing about. You should. It sounds like court is restarting, though. They were in a recess. But it does sound like court is about to kick off again. They're about to get it going over there. So your guess is just as good
Welcome
as mine.
Welcome to the Onion News Network. We have just received some breaking news. We can't tell you about it. Stay tuned for more news. We can't tell you.
Exactly. Exactly. We've got a lot of great news. We can't tell you about any of it. That's the gist of me today. Mine's easy to talk about because nothing happened.
I just got a text from someone. You will never guess what I just found
out. I know.
Can't tell you though.
I too do this.
I know. I know it must be incredibly frustrating for you people. The good news is it's, you know, this will be done today, I think. We will have an outcome for this today. And the judge's order was to not talk about the ongoing case. And the main reason for that was because it was postponed and pending for weeks. So once that's wrapped up, we can talk about the case. Once the case is over, that court order to whether or not you can talk about the case will also be over because the findings of the case will be public. You will be able to go in and look up whether or not, you know, this HRO was upheld. Big Daddy Dodo, just getting here. What did I miss? Nothing. We can't tell you. Joseph Amos, looking for the file, gave me anxiety. He has it now. It just, will he be able to, you know, how can I say this without talking about the case? The internet in Minnesota is very slow. And my attorney's ability to receive, ingest, process, store, submit evidence is lacking, to say the least. So I don't know if he'll be able to get that file in time. He's literally got to download it off my server. But I imagine he's having a paralegal do it back at his office. So they'll have to download it there and then possibly upload it to the Mendez system, which could take, you know, I can't even imagine how slow the court system's server is to like upload and process evidence. But then again, maybe the court can do it directly. Maybe if my attorney provides them the link, the court could download it to the system directly in the courtroom. Possibly. But it sounded like Francis was on it. It sounded like Francis knew they were going to do something or they had already done it. And there's proof that refutes what was asserted. Queefer, Adam Bush's number one fan, Stotherland, asked for a public apology. He'd prefer the death penalty. Oh, ask him for a public apology. That would be funny. That would actually be pretty funny. P. Robbo, edit my message for fuck's sake. I don't know what that means. East Coast Ubiquity, as the lawyer pulls the file from Patrick's NAS, his internet will shit the bed, per usual. No. That's not how it works. Come on, man. Why are you turning people off to your system? Bobcat, please stop letting Carl host TLP. It's not Carl and I co-hosted and co-created that show, along with Moody and Rocco. I've gotten a lot of emails from people I don't want to mention. Tiff and others. They all want me to get rid of Carl on This Little Piggy. This Little Piggy's not my show. I say that for legal purposes if we ever get sued about it. This Little Piggy is not my show. It is a co-operative project. This Little Piggy is a show version of a group chat. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. We have a group chat that me and Rocco and Moody and Carl are in, and that's what This Little Piggy was born out of. So, yep, we blew up Tiff's spot. Sit there and eat it, bitch. Sit there and eat. But Bedabbler is in the chat saying he's fine with Carl going. But you can't trust Bedabbler. Bedabbler's probably fine with me going and just hosting the show once a month himself with Moody, of course, because you need graphs. You, Moody, and Tukey can vote him out. The thing is, it doesn't behoove me to vote Carl out. As long as Carl's there, it gives you all, you know, it gives you all a focus point for all your hate. The minute we kick Carl out, you guys all might realize how much I suck and start focusing on me. So I'd rather have Carl there to be a lightning rod for all the hate. please stop letting Carl host TLP. Fucking ruins it. You run the show much better and don't stop for 30 minutes to do super tips. You also go longer. I do stop and do super tips, though. What are you talking about? Maybe I just integrated in a different way or read them different, but we both do the same thing. We both stop and read super tips. That's not even true. Holly Big Mac, you made my day, thick sauce. Thanks for the, I don't even know what that emoji is. Pin? Post? Thanks for the... StreamYard makes it very hard to read emojis. I have no idea what that is. I can't even see what that is. Eye guy, remove your glasses if it's good news. Grizzlehorn, member for 24 months. I want to know if that coward can look at Nick this time. I hope he had a lot of prison hugs. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in there, man. I honestly, I don't know what's going on in there. I imagine we'll get a report. Moody's in contact with somebody who's in the room. So Moody, if you can pass along, whenever this wraps up and ends, if you can have that informant call in and tell us what's the haps.
Tiff is right. Fuck Carl.
Tiff is right. Tiff was right. Tiff was right.
I hear a FedEx truck just pulled up to the courthouse and they are unloading pallets of floppy disks.
Yes. The FedEx truck. Dunder Mifflin Tuna, obviously need to hire Lucy and Luigi. Hell, I've tried to hire Lucy many times myself. Heyo. For her services. Butterwife, TLP, Survivor Edition. Or Servier Edition? I don't even know what that means. I think you mean Survivor. Joseph Amaz, keep Carl so I can rewind once every other week. Yes, it is on Carl's channel today. There will be rewind. What do you guys want to do? What do you guys want to do while we wait? While we wait with bated breath to see what happens in the courtroom, I hear Karmic is live, making an ass out of himself again. Ewa, show's name, Court Report. We demand report. We demand report. Well, hopefully that comes in. I mean, I reported on my court. I can't really report on a court that's ongoing. A court is a court of court of court, unless of court the court report. Is Karmic still alive? No. No. God, he really does do like 3 shows a day, doesn't he? Let's shit on Kiki. Done. Done. I have in my possession a recording from last night of Keanu C. Thompson, along with one Gino Biscont, performing at Stuttering John's show. I have it in full. I have it in full, thanks to a very, very loyal fan who you all know and love in the chat room, and I will not name, to keep their anonymity.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Now, this is an audio-only recording, so we will have to put on our imagination caps. Class, class. Everyone focus. Hit the like button. Put on your imagination caps. Okay? I will tell you this. The audio is very clear, so we won't have to be straining. It'll be way better than, like, the Aaron Imholt 10th anniversary show, et cetera, et cetera. But I would guess that Gino and Kiki were invited out to do guest sets. Gino does 10 minutes. Keanu does 10 minutes. So these people were clearly not part of the show in any traditional sense. A traditional comedy show has 3 comedians on it. You have an opener slash host slash MC who typically does anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. You have a feature or middle act, a.k.a. Chad, who usually does around 25 to 30 minutes on a typical show. And then you have your headliner, who traditionally does anywhere from 45 to an hour. That's a normal show. And sometimes you'll get a guest set thrown in there that does like a 5-minute set, a 10-minute set, a special guest. Because Keanu and Gino did 10-minute sets, I would guess that they were not like part of the lineup. But who knows? Who knows? What's also interesting about this, it's crazy. Gino goes first. You know, in a world where Gino has been a professional comic for 20 years or whatever, Kiki goes after Gino. Now, again, in a typical comedy show, you want to have the strongest act go last. It's why a headliner goes last. It's why the band you go to see doesn't go on first, followed by the opening acts. Opening acts tend to be weaker comics. And not necessarily. They can all be strong comics on the lineup. But what you don't want is somebody who's not as strong ending the show. You want people walking out of the show with the strongest act on their mind going, like, that was a great show. That was a great show. And what we have last night is Gino going up first and then Keanu, which I think sets a horrible, horrible tone for the program. But here we go. I can't believe there are 1,000 people watching this. Again, we are on standby. As soon as we know something, you will know something. It sounds like the judge and the attorneys went back into chambers, had a lengthy discussion, from what I understand, a very, very long meeting in chambers. Then they came out and took a recess. And that would seem to indicate that there was something discussed in chambers, that's an offer or a settlement or an agreement that the attorneys then need to go privately and confer with their clients about to see if they accept it. And if there are any adjustments that need to be made to that, they go back into the courtroom. And now I would imagine they'd be, once court is convened or reconvened, they would discuss that agreement or that settlement in the open, in the courtroom, and then hammer out the finer details and get to it. So, again, any moment now, we could have an answer. We could have a result. It just depends. Kiefer Sutherland, TLP after show. Fucking Carla always has a hard out. You'll have to talk to Moody about that. Blart Sampson, Carl allows scrubbing and audio only equals superior product. Carl allows scrubbing and has audio only a superior product. We have audio only. Every This Little Piggy that's hosted on my channel is on our podcast audio feed as well. Did you not know that? NobodyLikesOnions.com, baby. Get the RSS feed in any of your beloved podcast platforms. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, last night at the Stress Factory, Gino and Keanu, professional stand-up comedians, touring the country, I'm told. Here we go.
It's annoying, Gino Visconti in the building. Gino! Still one of Jones Beers. Things are fucking happening for me. Welcome! Oh, great! Good time. You're both wearing your matching hats. It's hard to get a hooker to wear that. What else, sir? You get a hooker, weird, strange white guy with a god duct tape in his truck. What I'm gonna do? I gotta do this fast, okay? We're just gonna have a good time. Your Giants are so fucking terrible.
He saw somebody in a Giants hat and had to go, "Your Giants are terrible. Your Giants are terrible."
I'm a Charger fan. I know what it's like to be raped. I didn't mean to bring up your prom. I know what it's like.
Oh, boy. We're 40 seconds in, and he's already talking about the essaying of someone.
Should have brought your uncle. I know. Get a retard or uncle raped, or what I'm going to say is enjoy this, people, because right now, you are in a safe place. Remember when your uncle said that? You! Hey, Ranger, you're with me. You are in a safe place, right? You got your good denim on, you're ready to fuck a hooker, he wins. What I'm saying, so when you go back out there, it's a nightmare, okay? People are too fucking uptight. Right, but in a comedy show, think of it. You could say what. Imagine if I said anything in the past 5 minutes on the subway. Sorry, Black Chick Bus. If I said. She laughed. It's okay. I love it when people get nervous. You looked at her because you probably jerk off to the sound of music. What I'm saying.
Killing.
Shoot, and I know you've got big plans tonight, sir. Blue pill type of magic. When you go out there, it's a fucking nightmare. Everyone's so uptight, right? But here's the thing. It's not everyone, okay? It's not everyone, but even one. One is too many, right? You say that about minorities all the time. One! So many, you go out there and fucking you tell a stupid joke, right? You saw KP. Let's hear for KP, my buddy. I fucking love that guy. We're the same. We're all the same. We like to bust balls, fucking hunt Jews. We do. When you go out there and you tell a joke, and it's not everyone, but even one is too many, not only do they not laugh, right? What do they do? They want to make sure that you see them not laugh, right? And feel bad for laughing. It's absolutely retarded, no offense, but it is. It's a fact. The greatest thing you can be in any moment is happy. Rich is great, powerful's great, fabulous is great, faggot. The greatest thing. The more I call you gay, the more turned on she gets. And again, if you have a problem with the word faggot, suck my dick, don't get up, suck my dick. I've had it with fucking lazy people, don't look at her, I've had it with lazy people saying, oh, I don't like that word, it's a bad word. Words are bad, okay? Words are like anything else, and if you were raised right, or in foster care, if you were raised right, this is retarded, Lord, if you were raised right, You were taught to use every word, every action. Now I know why you're not laughing. You're wearing a Rich Voss t-shirt. And you! You gotta love him. If you... I'm kidding. He's just Jewish, not Israel. He didn't kill Charlie Kirk. What I'm saying... Groan all you want, people, okay? I'm just making... Like, I'm not suicidal, okay? Well, I am. I'm a Charger fan. You're more suicidal. Now I lost my place. Whore! Right back into the... Take any word, but like, I don't like that word. Words are like tools. And if you were raised right, you were taught to use every word, every action, everything for good. Okay? And that's all words are. You can take a hammer.
Imagine having 10 minutes and wasting it doing this. This is rough.
There's a tool. You can take a hammer, build a homeless person a house. That's a great hammer, right? You can take that same hammer, kill that same homeless person. Highly recommended. Play more where they came from. You can do that. And it's a murder weapon. But you get these uptight people like, I don't like that word. I don't like that word, faggot. Too bad. It's a funny word. Fucking, nobody hates words. In the past 5 minutes, I said, retard.
I haven't done stand-up comedy in almost 3 years now. And Gino will never be as good as I was. That's a fact, Jack.
Fucking, you laughed. I said, faggot, you winked. It doesn't. They get caught up, like, it's fucking, they want us to think we hate these people, and no one does. No one hates blacks and gays anymore. You're doing great, queer. No one does. They want us to think we do. They can pass all new hateful words like anti-vax. Anti-vax, no one unvaccinated walked out and said, I hate vaccinated people, right? No one. That's what they do.
I only have Gino up on the screen so you can visualize what he looks like while he's going through this manic rage. Corndiff's just joining us. This is Gino's set from last night at the Stress Factory.
He doesn't like gays. I have a look. I love gay people. I have a film from college you'd really enjoy. I love them. But fucking, I hate people. My brother-in-law's gay, and I pray for him every night like I do normal people. I don't care if you're gay or normal. I don't care if you're immigrant or human. I don't care. I don't care if you're trans and we're all safe for the next half hour. I don't care. Get too caught up in that shit.
These people are stuck. You're going to see more examples of this when we get onto Kiki's set. They're stuck in like a 10-year ago time frame. They're like doing this like 2016 anti-woke shtick. And it's like, yeah, we're all over the woke stuff. So this isn't outrageous. This isn't crazy anymore. This isn't brave. It actually comes across as insensitive and uninformed at this point.
Ooh, it looks like we took a break. You know what gets people back? Holocaust jokes, am I right? Relax, sweetie. The Holocaust could not happen again, not with these gas prices. Am I right? I mean...
Like, what does that even mean? A Holocaust couldn't happen again, not with these gas prices. Does he think the Germans dumped gasoline onto the Jews to kill them? Or does he think we put Zyklon B in our cars? I'm not sure which way. I'm not sure.
Never drink?
$3.50 a gallon, right? Yeah. Let's just shoot him. Yeah, get that whole fucking thing in your mouth. All right. Just get that whole fucking egg roll in your mouth. Enjoy it, people, because here's the thing. Fucking, when you're at a comedy show, you're in a better place. This is a fun fact, okay? Remember how good this feels, and that's twice I brought up what your uncle says. Remember, you remember Rory Rector, remember. And by the way, if anyone's offended by that, again, don't get up, suck my dick, because I'm telling you. No one is raping their niece, not me. Mine's too fast a runner, but I'll tell you.
It's like he's got 10 minutes and it's all about rape and COVID and Jews. It's insane.
Yeah, you gotta take a side on that joke, am I right? And neither one's the right side, right? Am I bragging how hot my niece is, or am I bitching I can't catch that nimble little skank? Either way, something's wrong with Uncle Gino, am I right? This is is a fun fact. Remember during COVID, that whole psyop? Remember all that shit? Whenever you heard something, they're like...
Now, you're right to notice that, like, he is doing well. The crowd is liking it. But this is like this... This is the reason Gino doesn't work at any real comedy clubs. This is basement comedy, is what I'm trying to say. Like, this is like basic basement comedy. This will work. It will not work on a broad spectrum. It will not work. This is lazy slop.
Don't check it, bro. Don't do your research. What I'm about to say, you won't even have to check. Fun fact. Every organ in your body, not your ass, every organ in your body is there for the moment you're born. God, no one's looking that up. And 99.9% of the time, completely healthy, right? And 99.9% of the time, it wants to stay that way. You eat a meal, you digest yourself. It digests in your body. You cut yourself, that was something you went through in college, but if you cut yourself, body heals it, you don't do anything. And you know how you keep it that healthy? Not through the shit you see on fucking late night TV anymore, where they have an applause sign and it's clapping. They're like, well, that's cute and harmless, and no one, shut the fuck up. The fucking shit you laugh at, it comes from your gut, whether you want to or not, that's the shit that fucking heals you. And they try and stop fucking you people. You people from... It's a joke, I don't see color. So... They try and stop you people from laughing. You have two choices in every moment, not you. God made you wrong. You have two. She's going to be all over your dick tonight. I'll set the gay out of that dick. Four glasses of wine, fasten your seatbelt. He might be a faggot. So what I'm saying is I drink John's McUltra. What a queer. I'll be drunk by Labor Day. What I'm saying. You have two choices in every moment. You can choose joy, which is what all of you people did tonight when you came out to laugh in a room full of strangers, which is harder than...
This is my favorite thing about Gino's set. He always tries to end it with like this lesson on how to choose joy. Oh, and I'm getting a text from my lawyer. Oh, boy. Downloading. I sent it 20 minutes ago. He's downloading it.
Ever. And I don't just mean like people are out there saying don't go outside. They made it so much easier to stay inside, to watch shit on YouTube, to watch bad...
Imagine Gino telling you to choose joy. Thanks, Gino. Thanks, Gino. Can't wait for your next Twitter spurgout about Kayla. Choose joy. Got it.
TV to be attached to your phone and your watch. I mean, but you guys chose to come out and laugh in a room full of strangers. And you feel that? You feel the fucking energy that's going on in this room? That's the shit that fucking heals you. Or you can choose that. Oh, you can clap. Or you can choose fear and say, I'm afraid to laugh because someone might think I'm a racist. No.
That's One Winged Dove makes a great point. Gino thinks he's Bill Hicks. I think you're right. I think that's exactly right. Gino thinks he's Bill Hicks. Dude, do I do funny jokes? Yeah, but there's a lesson here. There's a lesson behind what I'm saying. If you pay attention, if you really, really pay attention, dude, you can learn something here. Holly Big Mac. My comic got pinned on the last show, on the last live. I was just trying to say thank you, even if it was a mistake or it wasn't even you. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what the pin was for. Got it. Now it makes sense. It was me, but I just don't remember. Dunder Mifflin Tuna, do we put the imagination hat over the dunce cap? How you choose to wear your costume is up to you. Rick O'Shea, Melton Daily Show. Very, very cool. Yes. Holly Big Mac, I wonder how the person who has to clean up his puke feels. Right. Imagine the guy who's teaching you how to choose joy. you wander out onto the street after the show and he's just vomiting because he can't hold his liquor but insists on drinking to excess. That's a good point. Who has to clean up all his vomit? Mostly Kiki, I would imagine.
N-word, F-slur, the Chargers, football, COVID, and gay. Thanks, everyone. That's my time.
Yes, that is the whole set. That is pretty much the whole set. Diablo Sandwich, Hex Kill, says Artie Lang. Maybe it's true. Maybe he's on to something. Brian Landa with $50. Choose joy like Ray or choose work and make money to build a joyful life. Fuck Vinny and Allie Mae. Who's Vinny and Allie Mae? You mean Vinny from the Stress Factory? Who's Allie Mae? I'm not up on all these personalities. Thank you very much, Brian Landon.
In this room is a racist. Wink, nobody.
By the way, Brian Landon, you get your mask yet?
I'm not even going to wear it.
They made everything racist. They made COVID racist. Remember? I don't want to get the Chinese virus. No, you can't say that. Why? It's a virus. And it started in China. You don't know that. Could have started when someone ate a bat.
Wow, so his closer is a COVID joke. His closer is a COVID. You gotta get over it. I can't imagine. This guy, like, he pictures himself as an intellect. He pictures himself as smarter than the average man. He doesn't fall for the government's tricks. You know? He thinks he's enlightened. He thinks he's better than you. He thinks he's smarter than you. And yet he gets suckered in to these things that, like, own his life. Kayla, myself. Go check out Gino's Twitter timeline. It's fucking insane. Like, he'll go on a rant about something that has nothing to do with me and then just tag me at the end of it. His brain's broken. For a guy who considers himself, you know, unbrainwashable, he sure does fall into these fucking typhoons of delusion and obsession over, like, let it go. Show me on the doll where COVID hurt you. Are you okay? And by the way, like, he prides himself on, like, I didn't get vaccinated. I didn't fall for it. Okay, then you're ahead. What's with the obsession? What's with this is your closer everywhere you go 5 years later? You fucking loser. People who fell into the COVID trap, believing everything the CDC and the government hoisted upon them, aren't as broken as this. Get over it. East Coast Ubiquity. He's trying to copy Kevin Nealon's Mr. Subliminal. Anyway, let's hear this big COVID closer. I'm going to back it up a little bit.
Nobody! But they made everything racist. They made COVID racist. Remember? I don't want to get the Chinese virus. No, you can't say that. Why? It's a virus. And it started in China. You don't know that. Could have started when someone ate a bat. Really? Because nobody eats bats. Black people don't even eat bats, and you guys love wings. I don't want to hear. Love that you laugh at that. And you should. I live in East Harlem, okay? I see more black people. I'm like, 5 minute walk to work. It's a 10 minute walk, but I run. You coloreds are dangerous. I'm going to leave you.
Colored?
My coloreds are dangerous. I'm Gina Biscani. This is a great fucking time. Thank you.
I'm going to leave you on coloreds are dangerous. I'm Gino Bisconte. His closure is coloreds are dangerous.
Really? Because nobody eats bats. Black people don't even eat bats, and you guys love wings. I don't want to hear. Love that you laugh at that. And you should. I live in East Harlem, okay? I see more black people. I'm like, 5 minute walk to work. It's a 10 minute walk, but I run. You coloreds are dangerous. I'm going to leave you on coloreds are dangerous. I'm Gino Biscani. This is a great fucking time. Thank you so much.
A mark of a pro comic is saying a joke and then saying, I'm going to leave you, and then repeating the joke. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, my act is extremely dated. But the Headliners Act is so old, it can collect Social Security.
That's true. Stuttering John went last. And I would argue that, you know, as shitty as Gino is, he is better than Keanu and Stuttering John. So maybe this was like a backwards comedy show where they started with the strongest comic.
Of course, my wife is a headliner. Have you seen her asshole yet? Kyla!
That's true. Kiki probably did make more off her asshole than Gino's made off comedy in the past 5 years. It's debatable. It's debatable. James Baumert with $50. No money for that baby foot nerd. Sorry, Patrick. You're sorry that you gave me $50? I wish more people were sorry. If you're sorry about it, send me $50 about it. Okay, now I gotta find a Keanu video to put on while she does her comedy, right? Keanu. Because you need the visual. I'll find one she's done recently with her ghoulish mother. Oh, God. They've been dressing up for Halloween. I tweeted out a picture of her mom on one of these Halloween shows.
Oh, boy.
And look at this, by the way. You want to see how she's doing. 600 views on her show last night. 800 a day ago. 500. 500. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. She does like a 11-minute intro. Oh, God. This really highlights her flat chest. Wish I could get a shirt that did that. Yeah, this is what her mom chose to wear on this podcast. I mean, this is insane. And by the way, she didn't even change her makeup. She just put a hat on. This isn't even like different makeup than she normally wears. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Pretty. Pretty. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at. The old Keekster. Huh?
A lot of people think that's an act, but that's really him. That's our boy. That's our boy. He's been. Oh, man. How you guys feeling? We're good to go out here? Yes, sir. We still have more show for him. I'm pretty excited. We got a guest spot coming up right now. Very excited, too. Just got a chance to meet him myself. Folks, do me a favor. From Keanu Cast, make a little bit of noise for Keanu Thompson. She's here. Yeah!
That's her credit? That's her credit at a comedy club. You guys know her from Keanu Cast. What are the odds that one of the 500 people that's seen her show are there? You guys know her from Keanu Cast. You guys know her.
Can forward save her.
Forward.
Can you be the one, the lifesaver?
Ooh, yeah.
Time's slipping, danger's rising. Almost gotta bring a horizon.
Literally, we're the only four people in this room that know what Keanu Cast is.
So, I just heard what I assume, and people who don't know won't know, but that was Flimsy Greenberg's voice. I know a Flimsy Greenberg voice when I hear it. Flimsy Greenberg caught on mic. There's only like five people here who even know what Keanu Cast is. Got you, Flims. Got you, Flims. By the way, Flimsy is not the one who recorded this. But that was 100% Flimsy Greenberg's voice. I know that voice. There's only 100. I can see him. I can see him doing it. There's only five people here who even know what Keanu Cast is. Ha ha. Carry on.
How you guys feeling? We're good to go out here?
Yeah.
You guys, we still have more show for him. I'm pretty excited. We got a guest spot coming up right now. Very excited, too. Just got a chance to meet him myself. Folks, do me a favor. From Keanu Cast, make a little bit of noise for Keanu Thompson. She's here. Yeah!
Literally, we're the only four people in this room that know what Keanu Cast is.
Four. There's only four people in this room and know what Keanu Cast is.
What an attractive crowd. I'm sorry about Gino. Oh my God. Oh my gosh, how fun. You guys are sexy. Look at you. Finger banger under the table already. My God.
So Keanu doesn't have a lot of material, so she does a lot of crowd work that goes nowhere, which is my favorite kind of crowd work. What's up with you, Blondie? And then nothing happens. You know, it goes nowhere. at all. Hold on, we may be getting a court update. I'm checking. Oh, hold on. I think we have an outcome. I think we might have an outcome. I've been told my phone's not working. Give me 1 second and we'll get that going. It did like log me out. So give me 1 second to log in and we will be back on track. I think we may have a court result. Spy record. Spy record. Okay, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open.
Her mom said she was a Russian nesting doll. She's full on Baba Yaga.
This is what we've been waiting for. This could be the moment we've all been waiting for. And by the way, pretty quick today then, huh? Only a couple hours. Last time it went 3 hours and we didn't get very far at all. Now we're only a couple hours into this hearing and we may have a live report from someone who was in the room calling in momentarily. This is breaking news, verdict watch. Yes, yes. So give us a second. All right, we're getting the call from a Minnesota area code. Hello.
Oh, hi again. So, do you know the result of it?
No, I don't. Spill the beans. Mm.
Well, yes, I was just watching for a while, and that Gino set was quite terrible.
We're trying to get the court result. Hello?
Hi, Patrick.
Yes.
This is Mark. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. Well, not too much exciting to report.
It's done for the day and there's nothing to report?
It is not done. I'll give you the quick summary. I got here about 8:30. I saw Nick on the sidewalk. I stopped, briefly talked to him, and he told me a funny story about bumping into Aaron this morning. And I'm going to let Nick tell that story, but it is kind of funny. Court started about 9:05. Your hearing took 2 minutes, and immediately after your hearing, the judge said, let's go into chambers and talk. They were in there for about, I can't even remember, 40 minutes. And then they sent the bolt. After that, they came. Sent both sides to the ante rooms or the prep rooms, just outside the court. They've sat there until 12:15, and now they're on a lunch break until 1:15. Yeah, I mean, it is pure hell.
What happened when they came back from the recess? What was discussed?
You broke up a little, but I think I heard your question. When they came back in from working in the prep rooms, both sides were in good spirits, laughing. The judge commended them on their hard work. And it sounded like, they're working towards some type of a settlement, but nobody specifically said that. But for 3 hours... Three or three and a half hours I've sat on a wood bench.
Speed it up, you fuck.
It's been... So anyways, I'm not even sure if I'm going to stick around. It's... that's my update.
So hold on. So not much was discussed, and then they went on... After recess, they went on a lunch break?
Yes. So they were out... So this is the way it went. They went into judges' chambers for 40 minutes. Aaron and Nick sat at their respective tables. The lawyers came back after 40 minutes.
Did Aaron and Nick flick boogers or spitballs at each other or anything?
No, they both looked relaxed, but they both did stare straight ahead. I didn't see any type of interaction between the two. And, it was just pretty quiet. Then when the judge and the lawyers came back, they sent them to the working rooms. I guess that's what I'll call them. They were there for quite a while. And they, from about 10 until 12:15, They came back in, said they did good work, seemed in good spirits, and now they're on lunch break to 1:15 or 1:30.
And what do you anticipate when they come back?
I think they go back into the working rooms and they'll try to hash stuff out.
Does it seem... So they didn't discuss the deal at all. You don't know what's on the table.
No, there's been nothing discussed in open court. All I've done is sat there and nothing. I mean, I know nothing more than they've been working in private rooms.
Did anything come up about this? Did anything come up about my case being similar or that whatever they come up with might apply to my case? Or
the only thing I remember being said was something about using some of the transcript from Nick's case and your case, and some of the evidence would be overlapping.
Right.
But, but other than that, nothing.
All right. So you're not going to stick around? Come on. You got to stick around. What else you got to do?
Oh, it's hell. I'm undecided. Maybe I'll run, get something to eat and think about it. But
yeah, go get yourself a turkey club. Maybe you're just hangry.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Now, look, everyone's mad at this call and saying he doesn't know anything. What a worthless call. Nothing's happening. It's not his fault that nothing's happening. They went into chambers for 40 minutes. Then they went into their private rooms and have been discussing it. Then they came back and went to lunch. That's not his fault, you know. So if he doesn't have any information, he doesn't have any information. That's just a fact. Hello? Oh, hold on. Hello?
I understand why Carmick is so upset being called retarded. He's the smartest man in Minnesota.
All right.
Thank you.
I love that when I opened the phones, it was like, we're waiting on a call from the court. Somebody called in, and the guy's like, this Gino guy is a piece of work. This Gino guy is crazy. Am I right? Mrs. Judge of Levels, I just wanted to thank Agent O for the gifted membership. Who's Agent O? Do we know? You'll never know. You'll never know. Brad Sabbath, member for 28 months. You think they shared the feature spot? You think Stuttering John requested Gino and Keanu to open for him? Hello?
Hey, Patrick. I have an update from the Minnesota trial. I'll keep it short and quick. It was a cold November day when Mrs. Impel was rushed to the hospital. She was in labor.
Uh-huh.
And good later at 10:15 a.m. gave birth to a baby boy.
Okay, yeah.
They decided to name him Aaron. They decided to use two A's instead of one. From there, they went back in the car. They forgot to brush the car seat, so they put him in my car holding the back seat as they went home. They got home. And when they got home, they put the baby to bed. Now, they have a dog. That dog, I forget what the name of the dog was at the moment. But over time, the baby grew up. When that baby got a little bit older, as the mom was a lunch lady. He went to school and was a big star, according to mom. But from my research, that he was not. he got a few years older and got into this podcast and thing and met this drug addicted father of five named Mrs. Beta. So
okay, you won. Tap out while you're ahead. You won. That's how you do a funny call. Okay, that one got me.
It's pretty cool that you got Snuffleupagus to report on the hearing.
Snuffleupagus.
It's pretty cool that you got Snuffleupagus to report on the hearing.
Thank you, Big Daddy Dodo. Nice call, Ed Gein. Everyone's into Ed Gein now because of this Netflix show. Big Black, Allie Mae is the daughter of Vinny from the Stress Factory. Okay. Did she run it or something? The Don, member for 19 months. It's Lady Elaine from Mr. Rock. Yeah, we already did that one. The Don. Keep up. Oh, that choked me up. That was funny. That was really funny. It was a cold November morning. EFS gifting 10 memberships. Thank you. Thank you to EFS for supporting the show in many, many ways. Let's get back to this funny, funny Keanu crowd work, huh? What a distraction.
Cleavage on point, young lady. How are you? Have you been together for a week? He's fucking her, Eugene, right now. How long have you been?
Imagine how boring that court hearing must have been for Mark to find it boring.
Together. I hope you're.
Gotcha, Mark.
Together, because you, if not, then this is a problem. But how long have you been together? 2.5 years. Okay, so they have sex like a couple of times a week. I like that. That's cool. That's cool. I'm Keanu. Hi. Nice to see all of you.
Keanu, we all know you from Keanu Cast. Come on.
See all of you. Here's something no one knows about me. I'll tell you a secret. I don't have daddy issues. You're silent because every time I walk into a room, people automatically assume that I have daddy issues. I don't know...
Emotional damage.
What it is about me. I don't know if it's my makeup or hair or my former OnlyFans or the fact that I'm married to a 56-year-old alcoholic named Eugene, but I do not have daddy issues. I am very close with my dad, okay? We get along famously, all right? I have one issue with him, though, okay?
None of these people could have possibly been in the courtroom. I know because they didn't mention my totally unrelated black eye that I totally didn't get by using the N-word to my Somalian cellmate.
Big if true. Big if true. The one problem you have with your dad isn't that he killed two men with fireworks. That should be the one problem you have with your dad, that he killed two of your grandfathers with fireworks. And he sets off fireworks for a living. Shouldn't that be the problem you have with your dad? The murder of your other family members?
True story, 100% true. I moved to New York 10 years ago, and when I did, I accidentally left my...
That's a true story, by the way. That's a true story.
...vibrator at home, and my dad mailed it to me. Without asking... He FedExed me my hot pink rabbit vibrator. Okay? Swear to God, I opened the box. First of all, I thought it was a care.
Yep, that is not a joke. That is not a joke. I think two grandfathers got killed in fireworks accidents from her dad's company setting off fireworks. It was a big deal. She talked about it on a recent show.
Package, okay? I guess... In a sense, it was. I opened the box, I looked down at it, and I thought, oh my God, it is so much cleaner than I remember it being. Why would he polish it for me? It makes no sense. I texted my dad, I said, Tom, his name is Tom, I said, Tom, you couldn't...
So she calls her mom, Micheline, and her dad, Tom, and wants us to believe that she doesn't have any daddy issues.
Save me the embarrassment. He said this, no, it was much funnier this way. Good dad, yes, I know. October 13th, so this month, I've been married for a year. Thank you so much. Yeah, he is 24 years older than me. Remember when I said I didn't have daddy issues? Okay, exactly. No, he's 24 years older than me, right? And I know what you're all thinking, okay? What you would be thinking. What was that?
By the way, I've been told in this recording, coming up, somewhere around the middle of her set, and we're about 3 minutes into the 10-minute set, that if you listen carefully, you'll hear Kevin Brennan with a windy noisemaker getting kicked out of the club. So look forward to that. Spot the Easter egg.
I hear you. That's what's up. I know what you're all thinking. That Keanu, okay, she married for money. She must be some kind of gold digger, right? No. Opposite, he's a comedian. He's basically impoverished, all right? I did not marry for money. What I married for is sympathy, right? I just think I'll make, like, a really good-looking widow, you know?
Wrong.
And listen, I do not condone elder abuse, okay? But I understand it.
Keanu, if you want to know what you're going to look like as a widow, it's this. This is what you're going to look like as a widow. No mystery. There's nothing to be solved. This is what you're going to look like. Probably worse because of all the cigarettes. This is what you're going to look like. There's no... I have a time machine and this is it. So... I mean, this looks like the ghost of a Shriner. This is insane.
Every time I see a crumpled up fucking tissue in our home, I just have dreams of dropping him off at hospice, right? Well, see you later, sweetie. Maybe. No, he's sweet. He's sweet. Are you guys together? You're both wearing beanies. I love that. You're the beanie couple. How long have you been together? What's your name? Katie. Hi. Okay, Katie, you've been together 6 years. Do you ever go through his phone or his laptop or anything? You're lying, Katie. You're lying to me. You have his passcode written in the inside of your beanie right now. Please.
Just crowd work. She has no material, so she just says awful crowd work.
You're lying. No, never. You just trust him that much? Never trust a man with a beard and a beanie, please. This is ridiculous. All right, well, what about you, Blondie? You ever go through his phone or his laptop? Thank you for your honesty. Before I met Eugene, I didn't always date the nicest guys. The guy I dated before Gino was, he was a Jewish IT guy, okay? He was a Jewish IT guy, right? He worked in information technology in the union for 18 fucking years, all right? And I knew he was cheating on me. I knew he was.
This guy was such a piece of shit. He had a job for 18 years. That's when I found Eugene, who has never had a job. Well, one time he used to sell grills and garbage cans, but he got fired after a week. I used to date the worst guys. One of them was in IT and had a job for 18 years in a union. What a piece of shit.
So, I'm not a part of the CIA, okay? If he didn't want me
but
to
what
go
a giant pile of shit.
Good point, Big Daddy Dodo.
His emails. He should have made his passcode a little bit harder to crack than the word shalom. Katie, it was all lower.
Was that Brennan getting kicked out? Hold on. You gotta really listen for it.
For 18 fucking years, all right? And I knew he was cheating on me. I knew he was. So, I'm not a part of the CIA, okay? If he didn't want me to go through his emails, he should have made his passcode a little bit harder to crack than the word shalom. Brennan. Katie, it was all lowercase. Do you want to know what he changed it to when he found out I was going through his phone and emails? Shalom one! Shalom fucking one. It was horrific. I'm not a nice guy. Not a nice guy at all. God. Who's got kids in here? Anybody? Anybody have children? Hello. Hello, darling. Hi, what's your name?
Reba.
Hi, Reba. What's going on, girlfriend? How old are your kids?
Kim, my spies say Kevin Brennan did actually get into the club and do the noisemaker in the showroom. So I'm going to go with the people who were there. But it was very short-lived from what I understand. He did kind of get in.
Oh, 16 and 19.
Okay, so you missed the gender reveal party thing, right?
Yeah.
Right, they're gross. Yeah. Do we know what this is?
Yeah.
If you don't know, it's where you...
You hear him with his windy noisemaker.
Invite your family and friends over, and you burn down California.
Yeah, again, people who were there recording this said he did get in. So you can hear the windy noisemaker thing. You hear it.
It's like a whole deal. No. You invite your family and friends over, and you reveal the gender of the baby that you're having in some kind of cute way. You get a box. You fill it with balloons. It's like... pink balloons, it's a girl. We all come.
Okay, again, to everybody's like, he didn't get in. The people who reported to me said he did. And I just heard the noisemaker. So...
like a whole deal, right? Here's my thing. As if also the baby isn't going to slide out of your womb, crawl to the nearest iPad, watch 6 TikTok.
Okay, if he got to the doorman, it was heard in the showroom. And if he got into the atrium or the entryway or whatever, he got in.
And choose its own gender, but I digress. Here's my thing. If we're making up reasons to throw parties... I just feel like we should have something that I like to call a decision reveal party. Okay.
So she's doing like material on gender reveal parties. Again, this all feels like 2016 comedy. Like, doing this, like, do you guys know what a gender reveal party? Yes, yes. It's not a new thing. As a matter of fact, they're over. They're done. They don't really do them anymore. You know? Like, okay, there's a few white women here and there who do, but this is like, both of their sets are like relics. They never write new material. Every time we hear these people, they're doing the same material over and over and over. Constantly. Ugh.
I too have dad, Tom.
I do have dad, Tom.
Somebody tell Minnesota, T.O. Hank, to never waste our times, O'Gaines.
Hey, baller, you ever have your face in the mattress with your fatty sticking out and you just pull your shiznit apart for your mans and dem?
Hey, Melty, I interneted Keanu on the Gruggles page. And she had her ASS pulled apart, and her K-I-R-U-N-T had the secret of the ooze dripping everywhere like a leaky faucet.
I will say this. Mark, when he called in, did sound like a drunk Coach Scott.
My snossage repelled in me.
Who told this dumb bitch that typical woman psycho babble is funny? Go back to selling pictures of your shitter.
Countess, She Beast of Tahiti Village says Keanu and Gino, perfect for stuttering John's act. Off-putting, unfunny antidotes.
My mom must have been eating Tylenols like Pringles when she was pregnant with me, because I don't know how else to explain why I'm fascinated with Toe abusing a legal system made for women and children.
Like, I don't know if you meant anecdotes or that they're like the antidote to comedy. I don't know which one you meant. Silence Duguid. She just said she understands elder abuse, which is exactly what you said about understanding why Keanu was hit when she got mad at you. Yes. And then she conflated that with me saying that I'm glad she got beat and all that other horse shit. I'm not going to stand for people to just sit there. Who are you calling a ghoul, you lump of goo?
It's the same concept, except you invite your family and friends over and you reveal whether you're having an abortion or not. Just a few months earlier, okay? It could be cute. You get the
Yeah, I saw it and ignored it. Thanks.
box, you fill it with balloons, except this time it's like this. White balloons, we're pregnant. Black balloons, we are not.
I'm not going to argue about whether he got in or not. These people were in the showroom recording it, and they saw Kevin. So I don't know if he got his foot in the door or was at the door or whatever. We can split hairs. It doesn't matter. Like, Kevin was there. That's all I know. That's all I know. I'm not, I don't really care whether he was there or not. I heard the noisemaker. So, you know, how far he got into the building or whatever, I don't know. We'll watch it after this, but I saw it. You don't have to text me and send in a message. I saw it. Fucking autistic. I'm not gonna stand for people to just sit there. KB posted. Yes, I know.
No longer pregnant. Oh, it's just gonna get worse. So buckle in. You know, if the gender reveal you cut to the cake, it's either pink or blue on the inside, right? Well, at the decision reveal, it's like this: we're having the baby birthday cake. We're having an abortion. Red velvet.
Like blood.
And if it's angel food cake, she miscarried. Everybody go home. Fruit cake, it's gay. A pile of cookie dough.
Groaning is laughs, right? If people groan, that's good.
Retarded. Okay. There we go. Good stuff. Good stuff.
After your own jokes, you go, good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. I did good. Good stuff.
I'll leave you guys with this. Listen, yes. During the pandemic.
Oh, no. Gino's humor is leaching into her. guys, I'll leave you with this. During the pandemic, people with no confidence in their closer say, I'll leave you with this. It's a subliminal cue to the audience that this is my last joke, so whether it's good or not, laugh big because I am leaving. It's a wink to the audience to say, this is my last joke, so make sure you laugh big at this one. This is going to be good. And even if it's not, please clap. Please clap.
The plandemic, as Gino would call it, right? Fauci, Fauci, Fauci. Right. Okay, yes, yeah.
Again, acting like we all know who Gino is. This is worse than using Keanu Cast as your credit. Nobody knows Gino. I know he was just up there, but you pretending like we all know his personality and that he's obsessed with the plandemic.
Yes, sir. Gino's always right. I was like, God, comedy's over. What do? Let me start an OnlyFans, okay? Like you do. It was a fun experiment, all right? I no longer have an OnlyFans. I'm a married woman, for Christ's sake. But I just want to leave you with this, okay? I would be so embarrassed if you leave here and you search on Google Keanu Thompson's butthole, okay? Please do not leave here and search Keanu Thompson's asshole, all right? Please do not do it, because if you do...
She does this joke as kind of a way to own us pointing out her nudes on the internet, but she's doing something subtle. She's trying to get people into their heads to Google Keanu Thompson's asshole. If you Google Keanu Thompson's asshole, the results will be limited. But if you Google Keanu Thompson nudes, Keanu Thompson OnlyFans, that's where the treasure trove will come up. So in a roundabout way, while she's trying to own this, she's trying to deflect and distract from the actual search.
I would be so mortified for you to see hundreds of pictures of my husband, okay? I'm Keanu Thompson. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Good job for Keanu, folks. Class of the train athlete, folks.
Keep it going for Keanu, folks. So that's their set from last night. You can see why they tour the world together. You can see why they're on the road, constantly doing all the big clubs, touring the country. Me and my wife tour the country together. Gino told us, my wife kills. My wife kills, dude. You guys are in denial. Right, right. We're the one who married her and have to cover for her. Joseph Amos, Kiki never sounds comfortable doing anything. Yeah, you can see her on stage just being really small, shriveled up with that fake smile of hers that's grotesque.
Nothing owns the room in stand-up like dead baby jokes.
Yes, yes. Look, man, gender reveal parties are fresh and new. It's good content. Gar Saxon, John did request the R-words to open for him. I guess either them or random homeless people. Good to know. Good to know. P. Robbo, thank you for the 5 gifted memberships on Courtroom Friday. Courtroom Friday. Just in case you're joining us, the court is on a lunch break, which means we probably will not get any sort of result on this stream. You will probably have to wait for this little piggy today, which is sure to have some more information. This little piggy will be on Carl's channel, WATP, later today. All right, let's have a look at this video that Moody is insisting we watch. Moody says, Keanu accidentally said search Keanu Thompson's butthole and messed up the joke. She had to repeat herself and change it to asshole. Got it. No, Moody, I understand that you want me to watch the video. I was just going to do it after this. I wasn't going to interrupt. But I digress. But I digress. All right, we will watch this video. Apparently, Kevin, just like when he got pulled over by the cops, he was rolling tape. So, of course, we can count on Kevin Brennan to record himself. Kevin thinks he's like this IRL streamer now. Also, another reason I didn't want to watch this, he kind of did it on Karmic or on Cardiff's show last night. Apologies, Cardiff, for calling you Karmic. I know that's probably unforgivable. Why won't this paste? I've tried to do it 3 times now. We're having real problems on the computers today, huh? Come on, man. 3rd time's a charm. Okay, we got it. We got it. This is on Dave Sarah's channel. Shout out to Dave Sarah, original prankster. We all remember the supertips.gg debacle from Dave Sarah. All right, this is Kevin Brennan live last night.
Okay, I'm going into the stress factory. Here's the parking garage.
Kevin was wearing a COVID mask, which must have really triggered Gino.
Talking about. I already made a video, said I couldn't. It wouldn't let me in. Here's the parking garage. There's the tent. Apparently, they're not going to let me in.
There's the parking garage. There's the tent. Great stuff. You should team up with Mark.
There's a sign saying don't let this guy in.
So what's crazy is, I guess, Stuttering John printed out signs on regular paper on his home computer, rolled them up, and brought them to the venue to put up with Kevin Brennan's face on it saying don't let this guy in. That's how insecure John is. That's crazy. That's crazy. We won't even be doing that for Michaela at Hackamania.
I'm going to go in anyway. I was going to wear a mask, but I can't get in because it's fucking hard to breathe.
God, doesn't this make you want to move to New York and New Jersey? What a beautiful, beautiful place.
Here's the tent. The show is inside.
How is this just unsecured?
Walking through the tent. Apparently I'm not allowed in, but we're going to try.
Will 18 fucking years, all right? And I knew he was cheating on me. So, I'm not a part of the CIA, okay? If he didn't want me to go through his emails, he should have made his passcode a little...
I think he's in. I think this counts as being in, everybody. I mean, these are tables where you would sit to watch the show. I'm going to make a judgment call. I think he's in. I think he's in. Call me crazy. I think he's in.
You got to go, Kev. Sorry.
What do you mean?
You're not supposed to be here. You know, you're taping me, so you obviously know already.
It was all lowercase.
I'm not allowed here?
You're not allowed here.
Why?
That's what Derek said. Derek said.
No, this isn't the right building. It's like, those are chairs in the audience. He's in. He's in.
If Kevin Brennan shows up, we got to ask him to leave.
Shalom one!
Is Derek the manager?
Yeah.
Shalom fucking one.
No, I got two tables.
No, you don't.
No, Brian Landon has two tables.
Yeah, you're not
allowed to be. Kids
Sorry.
Like, if he was to, like, murder somebody, they wouldn't say he murdered someone outside of the stress factory. That's not how the police report would read. It would read he walked in and murdered someone.
Hello, darling. What's that?
Oh, wait, I can't even watch the show?
No. Sorry.
Hi, Reba. What's going on, girlfriend?
Flimsy Greenberg.
How old are your kids?
Can you go out and talk to me?
Okay, so
can I come out and talk to you?
Remember, Kevin Brennan likes Keanu and Gino. Remember, he likes these people.
It's where you invite your family and friends over.
How many people are inside?
I don't know.
Is Bill here? Bill from Jersey?
EFS.
Huh?
EFS.
Who's EFS?
Who's EFS? An NLO guy?
John asked for this or Vinny?
Vinny.
So Vinny why didn't Vinny tell me not to come?
Why didn't Vinny tell you not to come?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Vinny's not here, but Vinny told me not to.
Yeah, but why didn't Vinny just make it clear I wasn't allowed
here?
Did you
talk to Vinny?
Johnny told Vinny.
He texted
not
me.
To let Kevin in.
He said he didn't say I couldn't. I wasn't welcome.
You texted Vinny today?
He texted me.
No, Vinny texted you today.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He didn't say I wasn't welcome.
Well, what did he say?
He said, don't
come.
No, he said, don't make it about the club. Don't drag his club into it.
Oh, that's right. Don't drag the club into it.
Okay, he didn't say I couldn't go. I couldn't get here.
You come here with noisemakers. Well,
no, because I want to. No, I want to celebrate.
First of all, everyone has a noisemaker attached to them. That's how we communicate in a society. Justice for Kevin.
Right. I want to say.
Somebody goes, Patrick, admit they're outside now. Yes. Yes. They were inside. If they're outside now, you're implying they were inside previously.
You can't do that at a comedy club.
No, but I wanted to celebrate because John's, it's a big deal for John to be here, isn't it?
By the way, when inevitably at the 11th hour, Chad and Kevin plan their next Atlantic City show. It's probably somewhere around mid-January. It'd be very funny if when everybody piles into Kevin's bedroom to wipe their shitty jeans on the bed he's going to sleep on. Ugh. Sneak in noisemakers and do them during Kevin's show. Dude, he'll love it. He'll laugh. He'll think it's funny. But if everybody brings in like whistles and noise blowers and noisemakers into Kevin's hotel room during his podcast, it'll be very funny. And he'll laugh. I don't think he'll get mad and kick people out. He'll think it's funny. He'll get it. He'll get the reference.
I don't believe so. You think so?
John was making like it's a big deal. He can't believe it.
He can't believe he's here?
Yeah, on a Thursday? He can't believe it. He
was gonna be on Thursday, right?
He was going to be in the tent.
Yeah. Is that a tent? He's inside. What's that? You have a question for me? What's up?
How many people are...
I could be in there.
Huh?
Counted on stage.
Say hello, Flimsy.
Yo. What's up, buddy? I couldn't be in there.
Flimsy Greenberg has a man purse. Wow. Flimsy Greenberg with a man purse. Disgusting. That was it? That was it. Just Jewel, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you to the covert recorders who risked their lives to bring us the comic musings of the Biscontes. Of the Biscontes. Ugh. How do we wrap this up? I don't even know.
Pearls, emeralds, and rubies.
He's just like Eugene. He doesn't... Here, maybe if I take my shoes off,
yeah,
I
know. I mean, honestly, she looks like over you are towering over me.
Maybe if I hang enough tinsel off my head, people won't look at my face. Ah!
Knit one, pearl two.
Pearl two.
And pearl tell them what two. You're making, Michaeline.
I am going to make my famous spinach and beans. Yummy to the tummy.
You tell me. And I know I'm a prima donna. If you got invited over to somebody's house for dinner, and when you got there, you're like, what are we having? And they were like, oh, you're going to love it. It's my famous spinach and beans. How fast would you be on Uber Eats? How quickly would you be telling people to text you or call you with an emergency? welcome to dinner. We're going to be having spinach and beans. No, we're not. You might be having spinach and beans. I'm ordering a pizza. Spinach and beans? Is there a war I don't know about? Are we on rations? Spinach and beans. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Very easy dish and very quick and easy and full of protein, spinach and great northern white beans.
I bet you're full of protein.
Spinach and great northern white beans. Navy beans. I love my navy beans. Moody said, people say that Michaeline sleeps in a coffin, but he thinks she sleeps upright in a meat curing chamber. Fun fact.
Excuse me now. We got to get right down in the gutter like immediately.
Yes. Well, no one will be eating anytime soon. So.
Oh, it's Yankee bean. I always say navy bean. Why do I always say navy bean? I got to start watching Seinfeld again. Yankee beans. I love my Yankee beans.
I googled Keanu Thompson's butthole and a picture of Gino popped up. Not a worker.
Ghost Crusaders TV, wait, I'm late. So has KB shit on Kiki and Gino yet? No, but look, if KB's not currently shitting on whoever he loves to have on his show, give it a minute. Y'all seen Karmic crash out. Chili Mac, the inside-outside garment is like... the inside-outside argument is like when Kevin said his numbers aren't down. They're just up. Right. I mean, he was clearly inside. He was standing right by a table where you sit and watch the show. anyone denying it is just upset Patrick was right. No, he didn't go in, guys. He didn't go in. Oh. How did he get kicked out then?
I'm the Emerald. One short day in the Emerald City. One short day, Michaeline.
You're wicked.
I'm wicked.
You're wicked. I know.
I'm wicked. Mike, I'm wicked. Hello.
Oh, she's wicked. We're so happy to have her here, Tom and I. So fun to have our daughter around.
Hold on. So is Micheline still married to her dad? People had told me they were divorced, but Tom and I are so happy to have her here. Tom and I.
I know. Look at these that I found today. I just wanted to...
Those are filled with monosodium glutamate.
I knew you were going to say it. I found these at Publix, and I just wanted to have a little taste test with you. What a ridiculous thing. These are the Chick-fil-A sauce-flavored waffle potato chips. And I love
that her mom's so health conscious. Those are filled with MSG. Thanks, lady who's dressed like a fucking parade float.
I feel like we should do a taste test.
Mardi Gras Mama says these are bad for me. Huh. Countess, she beast of Tahiti Village. Is Micheline Xerxes? Yes. My crotch. Ew, what the fuck is that thing? That's a mama. Mama! Mama! Diablo sandwich looks like Smeagol and Gollum. No, it's wicked. I'm wicked.
I looked at him. They're totally I will have a major headache and I will.
Reminder, we never take anonymous calls here. So just call from your number. You never heard me give out someone's number. No need to worry. The only reason to be calling from an anonymous number is to play a prank. You know, I need your number so I can block you if you're dumb. So just call in from your number and we'll have you on. No worry.
Leave the show. Exit stage left.
These taste nothing like Chick-fil-A sauce. But they taste like...
Why do they want to make all kinds of chips taste like something else? I don't understand that.
We don't even give out Rye God's number, and you know how annoying he is.
We're bored.
I like plain food.
Well, you're...
What, like peanuts and pretzels?
Good ingredients, plain food. Get it?
Speaking of, chicken and dumplings. Micheline?
Keanu-leen?
I've never made this before. Are you ready?
You haven't?
No.
Dad makes some mean chicken and dumplings.
Chef, knife me.
Officer, she asked for it.
Onion.
Oh. Do you think she's able to look at an onion without thinking about Melton? As soon as she said onion, she made this face. Do you think she's even able to cook with onions without thinking about me? As soon as she said onion, she made that face. Ugh. I hate onions. Ah, come on.
Onion.
She threw the bag. Like it's the onion's fault.
And I will rinse the onion, of course. You must rinse the onion.
Tonight, we're going to be using...
Look at this knife holder. Look at this. This is psycho. This is insane. What in the fuck?
The knife man.
I don't know if that's like YouTube appropriate, but it's fine. It's just a thing.
Just a knife set.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but it's fine. Sounds like you do know.
Chef, knife me.
I'm
going to
knife you.
Hold on. You'll have to tell me. I'm
going to
knife you. Hold on.
From the back, she looks like that Australian breakdancer. What was her name? Raptor Girl? Who was that Australian breakdancer everyone made fun of? That's what she looks like from the back with her backwards cap on.
No, mom.
Oh my God, are you bleeding?
Wasn't it Ray Gunn? Ray Gunn.
Oh.
No, you offered me this one. You think I want it? She's like, do you want this one? No.
What?
No.
Chef.
I'm no chef.
Push-ups, thank you for the $2. Why is Kiki a foot taller than Mickey? I'm 5'6". She's 5'3". Now, but I've taken off.
They call her Mickey. Hey, Mickey, you're so. Ah!
My shoes now, so maybe it's a little bit better.
You're just a more statuesque girl than I am.
Knit one girl,
because if I take off my heels now.
I'll... If by statuesque you mean on display for the world to see, yes.
Thomas Tommy, Tom Thompson, bing, bing, bong, bong.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
I'll be down here. It looks so odd, doesn't it?
I don't know.
That she came out of me. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, they sliced me out of you.
They did.
With this very
I don't mean it because it's just funny that you're so tall and I'm so short.
Is Micheline drunk? Why is she talking so weird?
She's got my butt, sort of, and Tom's legs.
And your former boobs.
Which is a great, 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 great combination.
I'm an emerald. Hi, Eugene. Thank you for the $2. So you're eating potato chips without me? Gene, look what I found at Publix.
They're horrible.
They're not good.
And the monosodium glutamate is like high up on the ingredients.
Oh, it says right there.
There's nothing wrong with MSG. Grow up.
There you go.
Oh, my God. If I ate any of that, I would be in the bed for 24 hours with the pillow on my head.
What do we have to do to get you eat those potatoes?
Horrible. Don't eat MSG. It's not good for you.
When you piss me off, I just want to put a pillow on your head.
Excuse me?
Anyway, that was our little chip review. They just taste like barbecue chips. But good shot. Good job, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Just monetize it. Monetize it to hell. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Chicken and dumplings.
I mean, they're selling a product. They don't have to monetize it. That's what products are.
I got high dolls. Hi. All right.
What do you want
onion.
Me to do?
I would like you to put some olive oil.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with MSG. She's just an old cantankerous bitch.
Here's our Le Creuset chicken dumpling.
Le Creuset. That's how you know you're white trash and you bought it at a flea market. If you call it Le Creuset. Le Creuset.
It's basically like how I make pastina. But we're going to put dumplings on top and they will cook it. Shit. Be serious.
How much you want?
It's all the pearls.
Oh, wait.
No. You need a Dutch oven for this. Yeah. This is a Le Creuset. Well, and I'm really exactly Dutch oven.
There it's Le Creuset.
The difference between just a pot with a lid and a Dutch oven, I think. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
So Keanu would not be using this.
I believe that color is flame.
Since they're
the original.
Le Creuset.
She calls it Le Creuset too. Holy shit.
Pots and pans. I need for them decoded with
pans.
Oh, sorry.
There's nothing more white trash than coating your Le Creuset with Pam. Oh, she's like, since any time I use my Le Creuset, I coat it with Pam. It's enameled cast iron. You don't have to do that at all. What are you talking about? Pam. If you have Pam, you're white trash. That's a fact.
Before we do anything else.
Pam away.
So stuff doesn't stick, and that's just how I feel about it.
Thank you, Chillin', for the super sticker.
A little olive oil.
Yes. Dutch oven, though, is very important, apparently, with this, because the
right. The irony of being against MSG and then using Pam.
It's like a chicken soup.
Let me get some seed oil and chemicals.
Right. We're going to use the Holy Trinity, and then you're going to cook the dumplings on top of the soup, and you need... Where's the top? Chef! Oh. You need something... Goodness gracious.
That is...
You have to... This is how the dumplings cook on top. So that's what you need. This Le Creuset. I am not the hugest fan of these, but...
It's not Le and it's not Creuset.
I think they're a little bit. What's the word I'm looking
bulky.
For?
Bulky.
No.
Heavy.
They're people like them more than they should. They're. Right.
They had their moment of glory, but now I don't think that.
Who I found? We're gonna put him in the pot.
What time's dinner?
He's beautiful.
We haven't even cut the onion up yet.
He's my friend.
One short day in the Emerald City. All right, so you need a Dutch oven for this. Put this back, chef. Thank you.
Oh, you want me to put it back? I thought you wanted me to put oil in it.
Yeah, put oil in it and turn it on low for now, because I'm going to chop up your first part of your Holy Trinity, an onion.
Look at that face again. As soon as she said onion, look at that face. I'm not even there. She's making dinner and... Let's see if she chops it with vigor.
Peel the onion. Also, I thought of...
Is this Keanu's real hair or these extensions?
Many costumes today. And then I said, let me just put green on. I was thinking I was going to do... Just put some of Michaeline's many plants on me and be like Eve or maybe Poison Ivy or something.
Poison Ivy is pretty cool.
Or just, we also had the thought to make shepherd's pie, and then I was going to be a four-leaf clover. But then when I walked in, it all came to fruition because she was dressed like this. And she looked at me and she said, I'm a pearl.
Shepherd's pie is what they call Kiana when she visits the countryside.
Pearl. And so I went, well, I'll be an emerald. Onion. Here we go. All right. Slice, slice, pink. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice, slice, slice. Bing, bing, bing.
I'm making a celebratory dumpling dish in my hairy, smelly buttholette. Now, my Chalene. Go Dutch oven. Eugene Bing Bing.
Once around the pan, please, for now. Put it on low heat, because you never know how long it will take me to chop.
Why did she coat the whole pan with Pam?
The onion. Bing Bing. Bing Bing. Bing Bing Bing. Hi, McGlenevere.
Again, she has to have somebody turn on the burner for her. She doesn't know how to turn on burners. She's a scared of the gas. Just like my wife, am I right?
Tom, what are they saying?
You want me
how to what? Chef, hand me Tom's phone,
okay,
would you?
Do you want me to pair the chicken?
You can start breaking down the chicken. Okay. That would be great. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, the interesting part, do it off camera. You handle that.
I'm a subscriber and everything.
You're subscribed. La 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 la. Bum, 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 bum.
Why does she feel the need to fill every moment of silence with nonsense? Bing, 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 la, 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 ba, bum, bum, bum. She's so uncomfortable with her own self.
Man, are you on your YouTube app? No, you're not. Do you have a YouTube app?
No, I guess I had to.
So download the YouTube app, and I think that will do finally. It's free. Where's your thing? Yeah, download the YouTube app and then you will be able to get in the chat.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Tom Thompson, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want all white meat or do you want all of it?
Break it all up.
Okay.
Bing, bing, bing. For this chicken and dumplings.
Oh, it's an already cooked rotisserie chicken. Like real chefs use.
I'm going to use a rotisserie chicken. It's like homemade with Sandra Lee, except semi-homemade with Kiki, all right? I'm an emerald. And now Michaeline is over here. Look at that. Check that out. My pearl of a sous chef. She's going to break down the chicken. Now, you don't have to do this. You can, you know, do the whole thing where you cook the... I don't like to touch...
I don't like doing actual cooking.
Flesh number one, but this is already cooked. And...
They're great, but
if you're cooking it like with,
I want to see Michaeline shred that chicken with her claws.
Just raw chicken. You could use people like get like freaked out. They love to freaked out, like, in a good way. They like to use, like, chicken thigh. I wouldn't.
Mike Roach, I bet Mickey's done some Dutch ovening in her day.
You won't see me buying a chicken thigh in the grocery store, no. But you're supposed
no. Why? It is the tastiest part of the chicken. It is what every chef prefers to use. That's why you won't ever see Keanu around one.
Around the... Put that in first, cook it.
Hello, Keanu. Then, are you?
This is serious. You're worse than Eugene.
I wonder how you killed two of your grandfathers setting off fireworks. Everybody's so careful.
Because you could brown it and then you cook the rest in it. But this is.
You'll never hear a real chef go like, "Ew, I will never use chicken thighs." You'll never hear that. Who, what, why? I saw a Rumble chatter troll Gino the other day saying, "Kumia respects Melton more than you." Gino rolled his eyes, laughed, and said, "Melton can't do anything for Anthony. He doesn't get respect." It's funny because Kumia and I were emailing last night about an upcoming event. Ruh-roh.
Bing, bing, boring.
We're working on, I don't know how much battery percent on my laptop. For some reason, it won't charge. But if we do lose power, we will switch to the iPad. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, and also, I just like to use the rotisserie chicken. Why do more work, right? Especially as much as I yap. Bing, 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 bing. Roughly chopped onion. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to do your freaking. We're not Julia Childing it over here. Bing, 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 bing. Because it's all just going into a pot. It doesn't matter how it looks. Just a yellow onion.
Mm. How would you cut it if it did matter how it looked? Oh, you can't.
Wonderful. Oh, that's not on yet, is it, Michaeline?
What?
The fire? The stove?
It's on. Yeah. You told me to put it on low.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Somebody said Keanu's getting fat, and I wouldn't have normally agreed with that or said anything about that other than the fact that her boobs seem bigger.
Okay. Always gather with the back of the knife if you are gathering with the knife. Bing, bing, bing. Onions in the pot. Bum, 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 bum. Season all the way through. We're working on our aromatics here, okay? Now, I just thought it would take me a little bit longer for those, so I'm going to make it a little bit higher, which is...
There you go.
All right, now she's cooking. Now they're sizzling. I'm an emerald.
I'm an emerald. How many times has she said that? I'm an emerald. You certainly aren't an emerald.
Like this, Keanu, just look at her like this.
Lovely. Okay. Michaeline is over here. I'll show you. Look at that. She is breaking down our rotisserie chickens. Because those are going to go right into the chicken and dumplings. And rotisserie chickens are delicious.
These ones
came from Publix.
Publix is great.
Along with these chips. And I'm just going to go ahead and do like a little food review here of snacks. These are horrible. I mean, they're not horrible. I would eat them.
Pretty much Royce Miller. These are awful. The bag's gone.
But they taste nothing like Chick-fil-A sauce. So. Hi, Araya.
I'm an emerald.
Okay. Onion. Back here. And then, again, we're doing the Holy Trinity. What's the Holy Trinity? Celery, carrot, onion.
Nobody calls it the Holy Trinity. Nobody calls it that.
And then all of your dreams will come true. You could do that over here and talk to me.
Because she probably can't pronounce mirepoix. She probably would. She's like, I can barely say Le Creuset. I'm not even attempting mirepoix.
Like we're like peeling grapes or something in the old country. Peeling grapes. We should do a wine making.
Call it mirepoix. They call it Mirapoix.
Bing, bing, how about some ching, ching? I would starve to death on that show.
Yes. Me and David Chandler would be like, you want to just go to Chick-fil-A?
Standing over
because
there.
I just wanted to stay out of your way because this is your show. That's
No, you're making me look like a... You're supposed to stand there and we're supposed to talk and have witty banter.
Okay, sorry.
Don't clam up on me now. She's a pearl.
I'm a pearl.
That's what they said to Kiki during the photo shoots.
You're a pearl.
Yeah, you're a pearl.
You're my mother. Why don't you give me some pearls of wisdom? Bing, 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 bing.
Too late. It's too late. Anything your mother said to you went in one bang and out the other.
Try, but then she yells at me.
Give me one.
We already discussed this, bing. Okay, today. Bing. Please don't yell at me.
And then
she goes, I never yell at you.
No, I spoke with enunciation and with purpose, and I said, I never yell at you. And she broke our cardinal rule about 100 times today.
What was it? Oh, we're not supposed to just
comment it. On one thing.
But we're not supposed to discuss anything. We're supposed to just discuss it.
Well, when I'm trying to get the thing. Well, no, not that even. But that too, you broke that.
Real chefs always slide all the onions into their hand.
But I'm like, how many times is she going to, when it would finally become like a nice casual silence, I'm just trying to get ready for the show, get the whole thing. You commented on one subject at least 65 times. And our cardinal rule is I give her one response and two responses. You can say it four times.
Can you literally believe this? Seriously. Yeah.
It's like, to be nice to your pearl mother. I get it, but...
Do you remember when they thought they signed with a podcast network and were going to blow up? That was funny. That was funny. They really thought... All these people do this. They, like, fall for these, like, marketing emails from these companies that just cast wide nets for dumb idiots. You know, Carl just went over this. You know, Opie was talking about some podcast deal he was getting, and Carl got the email recently and was going over it like, holy shit, this is the thing that Opie got that he thought he was getting. They signed up for some podcast network, Ad Large Marketing or whatever, and then they started like rubbing it in everyone's faces like, we just signed to a podcast network. Ha 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 ha. It's like, yeah. How's it going?
Listen, she's not... You are lovely to me, but I'm nice to you too.
God, just standing next to her with her yelling into my ear is like,
I'm waiting for our audience.
My ears are burning.
Which of your pearls are real? Which ones are real?
Only one true pearl on me.
You know, you can tell if you go like that, if you graze your. Not real.
All right. Stop.
Those ones are real, I bet. You know, you can tell.
I don't want your salty onion hands on my pearls.
Damn it. That sounded dirty. You don't want your onion hands on my pearls. Have you been having a killer time with me?
Keanu's mom looks like the natives in Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
Great. Bing, 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 bing. I'm going to use a whole onion here because we have two rotisserie chickens. One, two, three. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing, bing. Also, not the correct knife to use. It's too thin, but we're making it work, okay?
It's the knife you wanted. Your mom handed you another knife, which was also the incorrect knife. And then you were like, are you an idiot? That's not the knife. And then you picked another wrong knife.
Get them all heated up in there. Bing.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Turning it down a bit. There you go. What are these things? Stir them up. Make sure it was apparently extremely important to have a Dutch oven.
So, chef, do you think we need the legs and the wings?
No, actually, this is just the right amount.
I can't wait to see what they use for the dumplings. You know, that's a can of biscuits.
That's enough, right? Yeah, okay, perfect. All right.
Look at the carcasses. Yeah, you can give them to Kit later.
No, he can't eat those. They're too greasy for his.
This amount of chicken.
Tender stomach.
Double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, fillet of a fenny snake, in the cauldron boil and bake, eye of newt and toe of frog.
It's too early for Macbeth.
I'd rather eat Mama Salmonella soup out of my cooter than eat anything these witches brew up in their cigarette butt-strewn kitchen of depravity.
Oh, my God.
Cooter.
Can you imagine the smell? Diablo Sandwich, do you think Tom just tells his friends that Kiki does porno because the truth is too embarrassing?
It was very untoward of Kevy to bring a noisemaker. I make my own noises, if you will. It's what some call my whole act. Bing, 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 bing.
What's up with you, Blondie?
My kid. That cat. He lets me hold him and pick him up. But I love Petunia and I miss her. I hope she's watching now.
And you know what?
Petunia, I miss you.
And by the way, while Keanu's in South Carolina with her mom, pretending to know how to cook, Gino's got that fucking coked out of her head porn star Scarlett hanging out at his house. Oh boy. With Matt Mead. And their shows have been getting dozens of viewers.
Wipe it.
No. He's a black tie cat. I'll show him to you if I can. Bing, bing, bing. Oh, did you see my sweet puggies? My sweet boys. My gosh. Bing, 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 bing. I'm using the better part of an onion. I'm not gonna. My mother and father, Tom and Michaeline, they're not even really huge onion fans. So
neither are you.
Who is?
Am I right? Oh, oh, oh! Got her.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. Choppity, choppity, chop. Bing, 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 bing. All right, so gather, gather, gather. Into the pot. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes a little piece can get there. Then you just...
Wow, that was great.
Don't do garbage floor in your mother's house.
Do not garbage...
Don't do garbage floor in your mother's house. She was going to throw that piece of onion skin on the floor because that's what she does at home. Holy shit. She looked around and she was like, yeah, that I shouldn't do that in other people's house. And then she said it out loud. Don't do garbage floor at other people's house. Holy shit. Holy shit. Most people refer to garbage floor as where is Gino Bisconti's career currently?
Garbage floor in my house.
Save this. Take a bite of it.
I don't want to touch it. Can I throw it out?
You're not going to use it. Catch.
No, no.
I don't want it on me. All right. Onions going now. What's the next part of the holy
shit? Spray some more Pam in there. Pam makes them sweat.
And also, this would be something that you would do in prep work. Here we go. Onion.
Mommy.
Foil. Throw out.
Are you going to really put it in foil to throw it away?
Yeah, because otherwise,
so it doesn't.
Okay. Otherwise, it will stink.
I hear that. Can you, while we're doing this.
Metal. Wrap it in metal.
Can you please. I'm going to chop some. Oh, there they are.
Hit the like button.
I'm going to chop some carrots. Please chop some celery up, okay?
Alrighty.
Thank you. Rinse, rinse, rinse. We don't need that many. There's only three of us. We're not cooking for a whole bunch of people.
We wish you were here.
I don't skin the carrot.
We wish you were here to enjoy this nice meal with us.
It's going to be wild. It's going to be sassy. Rinse them off.
Yep.
People say you should peel the carrots. You don't have to.
Keanu's favorite 90-minute mirepoix.
And if y'all are worried about...
She's only on the carrots. Come back in 38 minutes. We'll be on the celery.
Washing of hands. We washed our hands 3 or 4 times.
We sure did, and I am not allowed to smoke. In here.
No, she's not allowed to smoke in here. And
but also
there will be no garbage floor.
Precisely. Oh, they're worried about it. She don't never wash her hands. They're that whole time.
Okay, I'm mad.
Garbage floor with $5. Red Fox Mad, why the hell is it that only the worst chefs among us feel the need to upload cooking videos? Yeah, it's something we pondered on this channel for a long time.
I can't imagine that cross contamination.
Do you sit and watch my entire cooking stream? Also, typically, I know about cross contamination. I am a chef after all. And I have Gino typically handle the flesh.
No, she doesn't watch you at all.
Oh, she never watched me. I don't typically watch her. Carrots, celery, onion. That's your holy trinity. There you go.
Bing, bing,
and
bing.
I like things to be chopped up. They're going to be rustic. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing, bing.
Everything she chops, she's like, this doesn't have to be pretty. I like it rustic. That just means she doesn't know how to chop. And by the way, I'm not like some good chopper either. But like, I wouldn't make excuses for it. I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Bing. You have the dullest.
I make Slow Wife do it.
My mother has the dullest knives I've ever seen in my life.
Sorry, I don't keep up with that shit.
Moody, get her a knife. Moody got us, me and my wife, this really, really nice, like, custom Japanese. What is it? I don't know. I'm not the chef.
Do you have a bigger one? Yeah, the one in the middle, right in his heart, is the one I need. This is too thin. I cannot work under these conditions. Okay. Quickly.
We should hit a pre-show meeting.
You wouldn't shut up. I'm just trying to charge the fucking laptop and make the sound work.
How much of this? These, like,
all,
like,
like, yeah, perfect. We're doing rustic. Bing. Oh, here, now we're cooking. Bing, bing, bing.
We're doing rustic.
Bing, 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 bing.
Again, I think that's what she called the photo shoot.
Bing.
It doesn't have to be pretty. Just zoom in on my cooter.
Bing, bing, bing. And I like a nice.
Every time you see Keanu, you should say, did you wash your hands? Every time you see her, that should be the new thing for people heckling her in her chat room and everything. Just, did you wash your hands? Hey, I watched some videos of you doing some stuff. Did you wash your hands?
She's mean to me.
I couldn't help
myself. She tricked me.
That's the new Keanu troll. Did you wash your hands?
What a pearl you are.
Couldn't help myself. Sorry, Keanu.
Typically, we would have these prepped, but what's the fun of that? Bing, 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 chicken
and
dumplings.
We like you to be with us for as long as possible.
Yes, we really love to drag it out. I'm an emerald.
I'm a pearl.
Yeah, yes. It is true. She can make a Hot Pocket video last 3.5 hours.
Gather with the back of your knife, ladies and gentlemen. Carrots going in. Salty, salty, salt. And Michaelina, pepper.
Love pepper.
Getting
dulled. And by the way, so people are saying, I hope she's on MLC tonight. So if she's on MLC tonight and people keep asking her, did you wash your hands? And she gets the joke. That means she's glued to this channel. If she's already seen this and gets it, they give themselves away.
The aromatic going of the Holy Trinity, which is carrot.
I'm not even kidding. Does anyone call it the Holy Trinity? I've never heard someone call mirepoix the Holy Trinity. I've never heard that. I might be out of it, and I'll admit it if I'm wrong. Has any chef ever called it that? I've never heard that. Not on one cooking show I've ever watched.
It's celery and onion. There you go. Whee! Bing! There we go. Perfect, perfect. Bing, 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 bing. And we're going for a more rustic look. I want to see the ingredients in it. Since we already have the flavorful, like I said, rotisserie.
It's a hick thing. I've heard of it. Okay. Got it. All right. So it does exist. It's rare. Got it. All right. We'll give it to her. Win for Keanu. Big win for Keanu. Coach JR Fishing Whenever Gino goes down on Kiki, it's called cleaning the garbage floor. Got him. Got him.
Serving chicken.
You can. I mean, you really you can't. You can't get a better chicken than that, really.
That's right. Not even Julie Child could do it. Giada would have no idea. Bing, 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 bing. See, they could be rustic looking, rustic like that. Bing.
Well, I saw a carrot fall on the garbage floor. Did you see that? Did you see that? Let's roll that beautiful bean footage. I thought she was making spinach and beans. There it is. There it is. Carrot down. Carrot down. Going on the garbage floor. Watch for it.
Bing, bing. See, they could be rustic looking. Rustic like that. Bing.
She saw it and she's ignoring it. She saw it and she's ignoring it. I hate people like that.
Enough of this or not?
Perfect.
I had a Super Bowl party once at my house when I lived in Burbank. Moody was there. And we had a bunch of fans over just in my house, which I'll never make that mistake again. But I was watching one of our fans, and I won't say his name because he's still around sometimes. I watched him eating a brownie without a plate. Like in his hand, holding his hand under it, doing that thing. And I watched a piece of the brownie fall to my terrazzo tile floor. And I watched him look down and see it and then put his foot over it. I watched him step on it to hide it. And I just went, mm-hmm. Noted. That's what kind of a guy you are. Got it. Got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Michaeline's got her celery over here working. There you go. Into the pot.
Not only am I not going to pick it up, I would like to stick to the bottom of my shoe and track it around your house.
Your holy trinity.
Perfect.
Woo-hoo. Season all the way through. Let those get cooking. All right, Gloria. Now, again, more salt. I'm a salt person. There's a pepper moment. There we go. And now, next step, chef.
Yes, chef.
Where is my chicken stock? There it is. Here it is. Everything.
Now, if you would have made the chicken yourself, you could add fresh stock, but
is in there getting to know each other in the pot. The Dutch oven. Which is this.
Wow, she knows what a Dutch oven is. It's this. It's this.
See? Let it go a little bit. And then I'll show you what it looks like. I mean, you know what it looks like. It's the Holy Trinity. Oh!
My garlic.
Look, one time I didn't.
Don't even start on mise en place with these people.
Garlic first. Garlic. You always want a little garlic in there. Unless you are my mother's family, which it's the only Italians I know. It is the Cardellanos and the war on garlic.
Sicilians do not use
garlic in a box. The best garlic money can box.
That much garlic, yes.
Sicilians do not use garlic on everything unless the
help me
recipe calls for it. Okay?
This one calls
for it. So that's all I'm saying.
And you know what to do.
That's all I'm saying.
Like this. Smash. Take off the skin. There you go.
Not taking the bait waiver.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. Bum, 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 bum.
I'm learning to like garlic more now.
I'm glad.
Google Keanu C. Thompson's Bing Bing and Bum Bum.
Yeah.
And in the pot.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah.
Also, I took into account all of your other suggestions for Cooking with Kiki, and I will definitely make the eggplant parm with you, Gene. He would never forgive me if I made it without him.
That'd be wonderful, really. Just wonderful.
All right, all the aromatics going.
Of course, she's drinking while she cooks. It's the drunken chicken. Famous. Hacko Burrow, why does she dress like an Eastern European hooker? She's wicked.
I used to do an OnlyFans, so please don't Bing Keanu Thompson asshole pictures. Bing, Bing.
I only have one question for that. When you took those pictures, did you wash your hands?
Did you wash your hands?
Thirdly, you need to prep your spinach and beans.
No, but I can start it if you want me to right now.
No.
It's going to be good. I'm telling you, she'll get very annoyed. Hey, did you wash your hands before this podcast?
No, actually.
No, it's so easy.
What I'm going to need is a large silver bowl. How about that?
A large silver bowl?
A large silver bowl.
Silver bowls.
Whatever, a mixing bowl, Mom.
Silver bowls.
A mixing bowl, Chef.
I thought the way you said it was like a large silver bowl.
I'm a vampire. I would like for you to put a large silver stake in my...
You don't need to join the overdose to listen to the original theme. I can play it now. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Okay?
Oh my God! Heart.
Here.
Thank you.
Man, a large silver bowl.
Now it's time to prep the dumplings.
Mooney says, did the brownie crumb on the floor bug you more than the Snapple lid on the counter? I don't even remember that. Who did that? You're allowed to set a lid on a counter. That's where lids go. Shit show. Michelin looks like an Italian sun-dried potato.
Oh, no.
Chef, if you will.
Yeah, let me take this. Thank you.
While our aromatics are cooking right now, which they are, they start to smell good. Now, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it was Star? It's so funny that I just played this.
Oh, no.
I forgot all about that, honestly.
Go ahead. You can put your rotisserie chicken in. Whee! Because you can brown that up a bit, too. Get it in there.
Yeah, the woman who says this.
Oh, no.
I was roommates with her for about a year in L.A. And I guess, I don't even remember this story, really, but I guess she left a Snapple lid on the counter, and I just left it there to see how long she would leave it there. Oh, I'm a passive-aggressive bitch.
In your Le Creuset. Le Creuset. Le Creuset.
Oh, no. Mom. I mean, Michelin. I would never call her mom.
So I want to make sure you have a clean area to work so there's no cross-contamination.
Yes, that's right. Give me your face. Clean cross-contaminate you. That cross-contamination.
Imagine that cross-contamination.
Cross-contamination.
No.
I am going to get out of here in a couple minutes because I gotta have an hour before this little piggy. I'm so tired from getting up from my very important court.
Is her mic working again? Oh, my God. No, she unplugged. She was cleaning and because she needs a clean workspace, which I love. As well, so nice to have a good sous chef.
Yummy. Ready. Here you go.
Thank you, chef.
Is the mic supposed to be right here? Is that good?
Yes.
Okay.
Just make leave sure. You leave the technical.
Yeah, except I am. Except that the wires are underneath the food.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, you can't don't touch this microphone or any wire ever again. Do you hear me, chef? Are we clear?
Crystal.
Cross contamination is what happened to Kiki's necklace during the filming.
Mom.
Did you wash your hands?
It's a carrot.
Cross contaminate me. Anyway.
Yay!
Good catch.
Branding new topic.
This is how long into this video? 43 minutes and they've made mirepoix.
This is what it looks like.
I'm joking. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Delicious, delicious, delicious. Yum, yum, yum.
Needs more Pam.
It smells so good. Okay. Now, pop her on medium heat. Typically, again, this would be quicker, but we didn't do any prep work because we want to spend more time with y'all. Now I think it's time. Everything's browned up and smelling good. I'm going to do a little more salt and pepper.
How does this poor bitch afford Le Creuset pans and dishes?
Pronounced right, spelled wrong.
Now it's time, Michaeline. Would you please?
I believe it's C-R-E-U-S-E-T.
Help you with the dumplings?
I just, no, I'll do it. I don't know what you're doing. Oh, you're getting, you're, she's prepping her own station over there. Good on you, chef. Good job. True, true.
Now, chicken broth. We're going to get it on in there. I have two here. We may only need.
Good God, that smells delicious. What?
One whole box at least. And you can turn up your heat now, get it to a good boil. One, yeah, definitely going to take two again.
Did you wash your hands?
We're eyeballing it. There we go. One, two. And we made sure to find the one. Absolutely no monosodium glutamate in here. For Michaeline, we made sure. This is the organic one, but I don't do not find the unsalted one is just stupid.
Because then we'd have to put salt in it and cook.
James, hi, over.
Buying the unsalted one would be like buying raw chicken.
Everyone, sorry, it's hard to see. We're making chicken and dumplings. If you're just joining us, a very rustic, gorgeous chicken and dumpling. Hi. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do the rest of this one, too. Whee! Keep going.
Imagine how simple your brain is if you yell wee while you're pouring something out. Wee! Ah, you having fun? Jesus Christ. Wee!
I don't really even like the broth moment either, because when I think of it, it's kind of disturbing, isn't it?
Chicken juice.
Pour your chicken juice in. There you go.
She's disgusted by everything. Why does she cook?
Juice.
Ew. Here's the chicken juice. Thank you. Now, put her on high until she gets to a lovely rapid boil. Pop the top on. Let the flavors get to know each other. Are you Gino, who never closes a cabinet either?
Hi.
You let them. I'm just kidding. Michaeline, and then she will start her, whatchamacallit.
Do you really think I'd say it correctly if it was spelled correctly? Super tip, ain't that smart, Melty?
You didn't even try. Try it. Why didn't you type it in there and see if it'd say it? Oh, you ruined the experiment.
Round here, we use Lodge to make our sketty and chili.
I have some Lodge regular cast iron. I don't mind regular Lodge cast iron. But for enamel, you got to go Staub, Le Creuset. I'd even allow a little Tramontina.
Spinach and beef.
Cheap Costco shit.
Beans, which is a side dish that Michaeline has made for years and years. Tom loves it.
I know you like to cook
sight unseen.
But if you even try to pull out some made-in bullshit or something.
So my father cleans my toys, but I don't have daddy issues.
So did you wash your hands?
We're snobs around here.
Just wing it? But
yeah.
I like a...
She's doing a prep station over there.
I like a dish that I know well. And, yeah. So I'm just going to prepare the spinach. And I've already prepared the beans. Here we go.
So here's the... What you need to do is use Great Northern white beans.
I love these.
It's not literally the same. How can it be literally the same? You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'll fight you. I'll straight up fight you.
I'm getting brain damage.
I think they are too.
Great Northern white beans, very delicious.
And spinach. It's a very easy side dish to make. Now
I bet. Spinach and beans sounds like an easy side dish to make.
Two grandpas died because of my father's fireworks. Bing, bing.
And did you wash your hands?
Now we're going to have to prep the dumplings. Bisquick.
Oh, that got me.
I'm using Bisquick because I can't. Are you talking about cross-contamination? Kids.
Guys, I know you're intimidated by the spinach and beans recipe, but believe me, it's remarkably easy.
Dylan, kid, come here.
Now wash my hands.
Did you wash your hands?
Hello, kid. Say hello to your fans. I know. Okay.
Get her nose again. Get her nose.
All right.
Look, animals hate this bitch. Animals hate this bitch. Base plague. Is her vibrator joke that her dad picked it clean?
All right. Okay. Now I will really...
Licked it clean.
...wash my hands because that would not be good. That's my mom's cat, Kit. He don't mind me too much.
He would never...
Peaky Mickey, can we raise a toast to Reverend Jim Jones? Who's that? We're not falling for that again.
Leader in Guyana, where they all drink the Kool-Aid. Don't do
it. How unlikable you have to be dressed like a witch and still have a cat not like you. Whoa, what happened to this face? Oh, my God. Is that the Babadook? What is, that's like that, whoa. I see some teeth. Whoa. Oh, my God. That's terrifying. She's a changeling.
We're not drinking that Kool-Aid push-ups, although I would love a shot of Grand Marnier, but not for Jim Jones. Oh, I would love one. My dad's sitting there smiling. You made my dad laugh. Push-ups. He's going, he's sitting there looking at the comments going.
Oh, no. Her dad looks at the comments during shows. Oh, no. Oh, no. Noted. Noted. I'm going to get out of here. We got this little piggy in less than an hour over on Carl's channel. Hopefully we hear something by then about this court situation. And we'll all be staying tuned for that. Zool McCool, look at you. Zool McCool. You done it again. Thank you very much, Zool McCool, for the 10 gifted memberships.
My legs are broken and my bones have pierced the skin. There's blood everywhere. Oh, I guess moderation has been relaxed.
Look at this. Oh, is the new moderation in place? Now we got another fucking Super Tip employee sending in free stuff. This is great.
My legs are broken and my bones have pierced the skin. There's blood everywhere. Oh, I guess moderation has been relaxed.
Is the new moderation stuff enabled now, Moody? So people stop getting annoyed that it's so sensory around here. So sensory. That is quite violent.
My legs are broken and my bones have pierced the skin. There's blood everywhere. Oh, I guess moderation has been relaxed.
We switched moderation filter companies. Because it was blocking stuff that didn't make sense to get blocked. But I didn't know it was implemented today. Was that's implemented this fast? Because we were just talking about it Wednesday. That's crazy.
Did you wash your hands?
Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands? All right, I'll see you guys in an hour, and then we have members only tonight. I hope to see you there. Very, very cool. Zoom, fuck.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking an LO point. It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, I put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called, then he treated me.